All right, Shavuot Tov. Let's begin. Okay, so in Parachov Givol Hilchos Shabbos, and what we're dealing with right now is the restrictions insofar as what you're able to save if there's a fire burning on Shabbos, and we were dealing with some of the halachas about how much food you could save. There's the regular shear is enough for three pseudos of Shabbos. However, the Rambam also mentions that if you have like a big kli that could fit lots of food in it, you could pile food in there. Okay, so in Halacha of Dalet, the Rambam says, you could also tell other people, bo vitzil lachem, right? So you could tell people, go save whatever you want for yourselves. V'chol echav echam matzim mazon shu tzarech lo, right? So every person will be allowed to go ahead and save and take food for themselves to have their own meal on Shabbos. O kli echad shemachzik afil davar gadol v'rehu shel matzil. Or I can even tell somebody, listen, take that that big kli that fits a lot of things in it. You can go ahead and save. V'mlo ratzah matzil lekachdo v'nasol abalav mutalo litol menu achar Shabbos. Now, let's say the person who's rescuing something that's on fire. Let's say he doesn't want to keep it. He wants to give it back to the owner. He's allowed to give it back to him after Shabbos. Right? He's allowed to give it back to him and then get paid for it. Okay, mutol itol menu achar Shabbos schar amalo. He'd be allowed to ask for some type of payment for, in a sense. I mean, notice it's slightly harama-ish, but for helping the guy save his stuff, so to speak. This would not be considered schar Shabbos. And there's really no technical iser here because he never transgressed the iser of hotzah. Okay, halacha of hey. Okay, hitzil pas nikia. Okay, so let's say Let's say if you recall pas nikia, we saw that briefly in Hilchos Brachos when we were talking about bread that's made with salt. So here, but it's a finer flour in general. So here we're talking about a better form of bread. Hitzel pas nikia, enochos or matzah pas eno nikia. So once I save a higher quality loaf of bread, I could not then go back and save a lower quality. But if I started off with the lower quality bread that I saved, I could go back to get the better one. It wouldn't be considered superfluous. Okay. Umatzel b'yom ha-kippurim mashhut tzarech l'shabbos. Okay. So if Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday, okay, which we know doesn't really happen, but let's say it did, he will be allowed in this case to save what he needs for Shabbos. Im haya Yom Kippurim be'erev Shabbos. Okay. Aval ino matzel b'shabbos Yom Kippurim. But I can't save on Shabbos for Yom Kippur. Vein tzarech lomar liyantov, and also as well as yantov as well. Lo mishabbos zulu Shabbos haba. Nor can I save on this Shabbos something for the following Shabbos. Okay, umahu. Okay, fine. Umahu matzil lulvosho. So now, what about clothing? Okay, what kind of clothing can he save? Again, this is a slow moving fire, so he has time to work all these things out. He wants to know now what clothing can he save from the fire. Lovish kolmashu yachol lulvosh. Okay, veotev kolmashu yachol atov. So he's allowed to wear as much clothing as he can, wrap himself as much clothing as he can as well. So you literally could put on, let's say, you want to save your best suits, you could put on 10 suits. Umotzi v'omer l'acherim bo'o v'hitzil lachem. He can go out and he can tell other people, you know, save my stuff, okay? Take whatever you want. Okay, and everyone could go in and do the same exact thing. V'rehu shelo k'mo ha'maychal sh'rei min ha'hefker hein zochen. So again, because the guy says you go out and save it, everyone's allowed to go in and take whatever they want. It becomes like hefker. And of course, what we want at the end of the day is for the person taking the clothing to, in a sense, give it back to the guy. But again, it'd be perfectly permitted for someone else, at the direction of the Baal, to take the clothing for themselves. Okay. Oh, whoops, sorry. Halachav Zayin. Okay. Sorry, Chavav. So now, let's talk about Kisvei Kodesh, which you saw before briefly. Halachav says, Mutal Hatzil called Kisvei Kodesh, Yesh Bechatzil Chatzir Cheresh, Bo'osam Mavli, Vafbi Shal Irvu. So there's a special kula, a leniency, that you'd be allowed to go ahead and save any Kisvei Kodesh, okay? And again, meaning, let's say, Tanakh, okay, written down on cloth, and to take it from one chatzar to another chatzar in the same mavoi, even if there's no eruv. as long as the mavui has the minimum requirements to make it a, remember, it's just a yachid midaraisa, along with that indicator that's a separate area, you could rely on that leniency to go ahead and transfer from a chatzar to a chatzar through the mavui. Okay, the who she exuvin ashuros of lashon hakodesh. It's very interesting, but it can only be if Tanakh was written in Hebrew. Okay, modern day Hebrew, well, what we call ksav ashuros, which post Ezra Hebrew. Okay, aval ima yeksuvin b'chol lashon. But if it's written in any other language, ob ksav acher, or in a different script, meaning, in other words, if it's written in, let's say, English, okay, but using ksav ashuros, or if it's written in a different kind of ksav legamre, ein matzil nosan, afilu hayasham eruv, you can't save the book at all, okay? Why? And I'll explain why in a second. Uvachol, aser likros behem el manichan b'makom atoref, uvehemis avdim elan. And not only that, even during the week, it's aser to read these things. What you should do is you should leave the sefer out in the open so that it could just basically become destroyed over time. Now, what's he referring to? What the Rambam is referring to as a problem is it's going to sound very interesting, is translating Sifrei Tanakh into another language, okay? Based on Chazal, the language that we'll be allowed to translate into is Aramaic, because it was translated by Onkelos. But technically speaking, Chazal don't want people going around translating Tanakh into other languages, because you're going to lose something in the translation. So what the Rambam is alluding to here is the consideration that if a person translated, let's say, Torah into English, right? So there's something lost. There's something lost in the translation, and therefore the Sefer is basically, in his sense, in his mind, worthless, okay? So that's the problem that exists, which I would say is a problem even today. The idea of translating Lashon HaKodesh into any other language is a very, very challenging task. And in general, we're supposed to rely on the translation of Onkelos as being the, which, by the way, is not even an actual translation. It's really a parish, but we rely on Onkelos as our guide. Okay. Okay. Lachachav Zayin. Hayuksuvim b'sam of a sikra. Okay. So it doesn't matter what ink the is used to write the Sifrei Kodesh. Alpi shein uksav shel kayama. Right. Even if it's something that an ink that's not permanent. So as long as they're written in Ksav Ashuris in Hebrew, you must save them. Okay. Now Gilion Shel Svarim Shel Malo Shamata, right? Vishavin Parsha Ushabain Parsha La Parsha Ushabain Daf La Daf Ubashit Chilas A Sefer Ushabasofa Sefer Ematzil Nosan. Okay. But the only thing you can actually save is the text area on the cloth. So anything outside of that. Okay. For instance, let's say there's an error, it doesn't mean you have to cut it off, but let's say all that was remaining of this of the ksav, of the sefer, is, let's say, the beginning of the cloth, where there's nothing written on it. Even though it was part of the sefer, okay, because that would be the havam, you know, you would think since it was part of the sefer, it has the shame sefer attached to it, kamash malan, that it's considered separate. Let me just finish for a second. Now, habrachos vakmihin, okay, now what about tablets that have brachas on them and amulets, okay? Afapi sheish behen osil shel shem, okay? Even though they have the names of God, in yanos harbe shel Torah, and often the amulets contain within them various ideas about Torah. Imatzil no samnei leka. You don't save them from the fire. Okay. Sefer Torah sheishbo. Okay. Sefer Torah sheishbo lalaket shmonim mechamesh osios mitok tevos shlemos. Okay. Okay, so let's say you have you see a Sefer Torah Chas V'Shalom in a fire on Shabbos. Okay, so as long as a Sefer Torah has in it a total of 85 letters, right, that form complete words, even if those words include Yigar Sahadusa, if you recall, Yigar Sahadusa is not Hebrew. Okay, it is not Hebrew. Okay, even if that was considered part of those complete 85 letters that form complete words, okay, as well, or let's say you have a scroll, let's say, where there are less than 85 letters in total, okay, but it's included, God's name is included, Kigon Vahib in Saron, okay, so that's the minimum shear to save it, okay. Again, I'm not quite sure logistically how a person would check that, but that would be the standard, okay. Interesting. And you're allowed to go ahead and save the case that, let's say, for instance, the tefillin is kept in, even if there's money that's contained in the case itself. So even though the case is not technically, itself a sefer, you'd be allowed to save that on Shabbos. Okay. Parachof Dalet. The Parachof Dalet is continuing with Yisurei Darabanan, but is a very, very different feel that's going to take place now, because whereas the other Yisurei Darabanan, as the Rambam was trying to point out in these various prakim, he tries to demonstrate how these Yisurei Darabanan either mimic or have actions that are similar to malacha, or they will lead you to do malacha. These over here have to do more with defying what's normally known as the sanctity of Shabbos, okay? There's a certain uniqueness that Shabbos has, and what this parak will deal with is things that you're not allowed to do because they undermine, we'll call it Kedusha Shabbos, okay? So he says in Halacha Aleph, Yesh Dvarim Shehein Asurim B'Shabbos, Af Api She'enam Domon L'Malacha, Ve'enam Evin L'Dei Malacha. So there are things that are also to do on Shabbos, even though they're not like a Malacha, and they're not going to lead you to do a Malacha. So then, but why are these things also? Mishum Shenemar, Im Toshiv Mishavis Reglecha, Asos Chavitzecha B'Yom Kachi, V'Nemar Chibatum Asos Drachecha, Mimitso Chavitzecha V'Dover Dover, which will be the key, okay? So, Lefikach, which the Rambam deduces from the Pesukim, Asu La'adam L'Halek B'Chafetza B'Shabbos, okay? So, number one, a person is not allowed to be involved in regular weekly concerns on Shabbos. Even to speak about these types of things. Kagon, as an example. She daber im shutvo, ma yim kor lamachar. Right? So I can't talk to my business partner, what are we going to sell tomorrow? O ma yikne, or what are we going to buy tomorrow? O heyach yidne buy ze. Uve eze schor yelech lamachon poni. And for instance, how are we going to build this building? Right? Or what do you call it? Which of the things that I sold, and we're going to give to this guy, the customer. Kol zeach yotzebo, Asur Shnemar Vidaber Davar Dibur Asur Hior Mutter. Okay? And that's why the halach is that speaking these things out loud is Asur, but thinking about it is Mutter. Okay? Now what makes this obviously so challenging is that whereas the Rambam was pretty clear in the previous Prakim as to the specifics about what's Asur, here it's very difficult. It's very difficult when it comes to what you're allowed to say on Shabbos, okay? What that specifically includes. And we'll get in later on to how that works, but it's tricky. It's not such a simple thing to know when you've crossed a line between what's mutter to speak about and what's not. And there's you'll see there's all sorts of examples that come up. So later on in the parak, we'll get to that. What the Rama first deals with, okay, in Halacha Beis, is the first part of Mimitzo Chavetzecha, which is checking in on being involved in these regular weekly concerns. So what's the first example of that? So Halacha Beis, Asul Adam Lifko Ginosav Visadosav B'Shabbos. Okay? So a person is not allowed on Shabbos to go ahead and check in on his fields. Okay? So what will we be doing? K'dei Liros Mahin Tzrichin Oheachin Perusayim. So if I had a garden in my backyard, I could not go to my garden and go there for the purpose of checking to see, do they need any water? How are things growing? Okay. That's considered going after these types of things. Okay. We'll get to what tchum is soon. But a person is not allowed to go out on Shabbos up to where the tchum is, which is the border where you can walk on Shabbos. The yeshiv sham ashetech shach. And what's the guy going to do? He'll stay by the tchum until Shabbos is over. So this way, what's going to happen? He's going to go ahead and be able to jump quickly and take care of whatever he has to take care of when Shabbos is over. Because now his actual walking is considered for the purpose of chafetza, meaning his needs. And again, he's not focused on what's important for Shabbos. Okay. Now again, so b'medvaramur and b'shehechshech alatchum. Now that's the key. Okay, the issue is that I can't wait, for instance, by the tchum, okay, for when Shabbos will be over, to then engage in something that would have been also to do on Shabbos itself. But if I went to the tchum and waited there, okay, till Shabbos is over, to then go ahead and do something, let's say whatever it is in my field, right, that would have been mutter to do on Shabbos, then this iser doesn't apply. That's a big, big difference. Ketzad, ein machshichin al tchum lahavi peros mechubarin o liskar poalin. So I can't go ahead and spend Shabbos by the tchum, knowing, right, for the intention of bringing fruit that's still attached to the tree, right, or hiring people to work for me. Avo machshichu lishmar peros. But I could stay there, okay, again, I could stay there to then go ahead and keep an eye, again, to guard, okay, over my fruits, okay? So, again, it'd be usher for me to go ahead and wait by the tchum with the intention for after Shabbos of doing something that would be in malacha, but it'd be perfectly permitted for me to want to be by the tchum because this way I can get to my field quicker to keep an eye on things because I'm guarding my fruit, and guarding your fruit is not usher to do on Shabbos. Umachshuk l'havi behema. Opera solution. As well, I can wait by the tchum until nightfall. Let's say bring it to lead an animal back or to bring the fruits that have already fallen off. Shebehema korala vayaba api shehichot tchum. Because by an animal, I can call out to the animal to come, right? Even if it's outside the tchum. Opera solution ilu hayusham mechitzos hayamutal aviyam shabbos. And by opera solution, if there were mechitzos around it, then I'd be able to bring them in on Shabbos because there'd be hotzal v'mutter. V'chein omer, so there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the action. V'chein omer adam l'chaveiro, l'krach ploni ani holech l'machar. Okay, now this is also an important one. I could tell my friend, listen, I'm going to be going to, let's say, Modi'in tomorrow. Shim hayu sham burgana, maya holech l'sham b'shabbos, v'chein holech yotzah b'zeh. Right, because if there was actually, let's say there was a, what do you call it, let's say there were houses, let's say, outside of the Tchum, meaning the Tchum didn't end there, and let's say there was, and I know there is from Chashmon to Modin, there's no question of Tchum. What I could say is, well, listen, there is no Tchum issue that would take place of me going there on Shabbos, so therefore, it won't be a problem to say that to a friend. Okay, again, assuming the case, because you can always assume that there wouldn't be a Tchum problem traveling from one city to another. Okay, so halacha dalet. As well, mutal adam lomar lapoal hanira shetamot imil erev. Okay, this is an interesting one. So let's say I see an employee of mine, right? I can tell my employee, listen, do me a favor, hang out with me until Shabbos is over. Okay, avalo yomar lo hayanachoni leerev shenimsa osa chavetz of Shabbos. Okay, but I can't tell him, get ready for, in other words, be prepared. Okay, to help me for when Shabbos is over. So again, note the difference. I'm allowed to tell my poel, can you do me a favor? Hang out with me here. Let's hang out until Shabbos is over. But I can't tell him, get ready to help me for when Shabbos is over. Okay? Okay. The Aser Larutz Uladalik B'Shabbos. Okay? Okay. You're not allowed to run, okay, or jump on Shabbos. Shenemar Ma'asos Durachecha. Okay? Sheloye Hiluchok Shal Shabbos Hiluchok Shachol. So my walking on Shabbos can't be like my walking on a chol. This is the famous halacha. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos. Okay. However, the yored adam labor, or the siach umara, afilu lehem mea ama umetapes yored v'shosem metapes ola. However, I would be allowed to climb down, let's say, a cistern to get water, even if it's 100 amos down. I'd be able to climb down there, drink, and come back up. Okay. V'asur laharbos besicha betela b'Shabbos, and not only that. I'm not allowed to talk about, we'll call it unimportant things on Shabbos. Okay, Shneamar v'daber davar shlo yidiburecha shal Shabbos kidurecha shal chol. Okay, because sicha b'teila is really something we do during the week, and what we say on Shabbos must be different. Now, obviously, that's a massive what do you call it, category to deal with. What exactly is considered sicha b'teila? I mean, the easy answer is obviously a person should only talk in Torah on Shabbos, right? I mean, that's the easy one. Or things that, let's say, have something to do with making us better Jews, right? But certainly, again, like just as an example, would talking about sports on Shabbos be appropriate? Well, it would seem like you can make a compelling argument that's sicha b'teila. I'm not saying it has to be that way, but you could definitely make an argument that's the case, okay? All right, aloha hey. Now, however, mutal arvos for Shabbos davar mitzvah. But you can always run to shul, okay? You can run for anything that's a mitzvah. You can go in shiur, it's a base kness, it's a base medrash. So you're definitely allowed to run when it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. U'mechashun cheshbono shel mitzvah. And you're allowed to calculate, what do you call it, do mathematical stuff that has to do with mitzvah. U'modin medida shel mitzvah. And you can measure measurements for the purpose of mitzvah. You can go mikvah, Leidem Yeshbo Kashir, or Beget Leida Im Mikabel Tuma. So, for example, I'm allowed to go ahead and measure out the mikvah to make sure there's enough water in there, and the mikvah, what do you call it, meets the requirements. Uposkin Staka Laniyim. You're allowed, this is very important, you're allowed to pledge staka to Aniyim on Shabbos, okay? That's where that whole idea comes from of in those Misha Barachs of, what do you call it, of, I want to call it a shul aniyim, but that idea comes up about saying a person's going to make a pledge to give staka in the Misha Barachs. V'holchum abate knesses abate midrashos, okay? And of course, we're allowed to go to shuls and base medrashes. V'afilu litartios v'traklin shalgoyim, okay? And not only that, we can even go to, let's say, the non-Jewish theaters, okay, and other halls that they own, lefakeach iski rabim Shabbos, to engage in matters of overall public need on Shabbos, okay? So as an example, okay, very practical today, if you'd be allowed to, they'd be allowed to have a meeting to discuss the upcoming coronavirus restrictions on Shabbos, that would be perfectly permitted to do, as that's definitely tzarche rabim, okay? All right. Umishatchen al tinokos, okay, liares. So you're allowed to go ahead and talk about, tinokes, okay? You're allowed to discuss the potential shidduch of a young woman on Shabbos. Val hatinok lulamdo sefer lulamdo omnos. And I could also speak about, for a child, right, what sefer, what they should learn in Torah, or what career they should go into, okay? Umivakrin cholin, umenacham im avelin. And you're allowed to do bikur cholim, okay? You're allowed to go out and visit the sick. And if you recall, there's a machlokas in the Gemara where it's not so clear. We pask and you're allowed to. You'll see what you have to do when you go. Umenachem mavelim. And you're allowed to do nichem mavelim, which is also interesting because people sometimes make an error. A person's still in avol on Shabbos. The avol is not allowed to go ahead and do any overt expression of avelos on Shabbos. Okay, that's the deal. But he's still in avol. So you see the halacha is you can do nichem mavelim. That niknas levaker zechola. Now, if you went to go see a chola, Omer Shabbos he milazog ufura krovo lavo. We know that's in our Mishnah Berakh for cholim. So when you go into be mevaker chola, you have to say this because what you're basically saying is that really I'm not allowed to ask on Shabbos for your healing because there's an issue of doing bakashos on Shabbos. Okay, umachshichin al tchom lefakeach al iske kala da iske hames. So you're allowed to wait at the edge of the tchum to, for instance, take care of whatever needs the future kala will have, or to deal if you're dealing with a dead body that you're going to have to bring it the casket or things of that nature. Vermelo, and you could say to a friend, lech lemakom ploni. Okay, let's say you say to a friend, go to over there, and if you don't lo matzasa, if you don't find it there. Lomatzasa sham havi makom ploni lomatzasa b'mana havi masayim. Okay, so you're allowed to instruct people to go ahead and find a certain object that you're going to need for, like I say, after Shabbos. Okay, and you can even say to him, if you can't find it from that area, you can go find it from that area, and you can even hint to the fact that you pay this person money. Ovavajl yiskolo siko mekach, but you can never tell that person who's getting you the thing the exact amount you're going to pay him. But you could say to listen, it'll be to your benefit financially to help me out. Shekol elu chiyotza behen mitzvahen. So again, this is going back about the Aron and Tachrichen. This is all for the sake of mitzvah. V'nemar asos chavitzecha, chavitzecha asurin, chafse shamayim mutarin. So these are all talking about things for you, but things for God, so to speak, those are what it called permitted to go ahead and instruct people to help you out on Shabbos. Okay, Allah above. Okay. Mafliga biyam agadol b'Erev Shabbos. So you're allowed to go ahead and take a cruise on Erev Shabbos, okay? L'davar mitzvah. Only if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. Uposik imo l'shvus v'ena shofes. Okay? Now what you have to do is, you have to, good luck with this, but you have to make a deal, okay, with the person running the ship, okay, to go ahead and, make sure that the ship doesn't keep moving on Shabbos, okay? Umafir in the darim b'Shabbos, bein l'tzarach Shabbos, bein shelo l'tzarach Shabbos, okay? And you're allowed to nullify a neder on Shabbos, whether it's necessary for Shabbos or not. V'nishon l'chacham al nedarim, shein l'tzarach Shabbos, umatirin. And you're allowed to go ahead and ask a chacham, who's usually the person to assist in matiring a neder, okay, to determine the nature of it being Lesorah Shabbos. Even though the person could have, if he wanted to, matir the neder before Shabbos, meaning he could have done it before Shabbos itself, nonetheless, since it's l'davar mitzvah, he would be allowed to ask the chacham to go ahead and take care of that on Shabbos. One more halacha zayin, ain on shem Shabbos. Okay, so Beis Din cannot enact punishments on Shabbos. Alfa pisha onesh mitzvah saseh, right? Ain adocha Shabbos. Interesting. So even though to give out an onesh is the fulfillment of a positive commandment, nonetheless, that doesn't push off Shabbos. So ketzad, ha'reishin is chayev Beis Din malkus amisa. So if a person's chayev, let's say, in getting malkus, ain malkin osov, ain amisin osov a Shabbos, we don't do that on Shabbos. Shenemar, lo suvaru eish b'chom bosh voseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos, zu asar the Beis Din. Okay, there's a lot of things to learn out from that pasuk, but one of them is it's a warning to Beis Din shel yisrafu b'Shabbos mishen ischayev sreifa. So when it says lo suvaru eish, don't think it means about transferring a regular fire. It means about the onish of sreifa, which wasn't actually fire, but the onish of sreifa that you can't execute a person with sreifa on Shabbos. V'udin l'shar onshim, and they extrapolate from that to other onshim as well.